Welcome into Baltimore Sports Today, the daily podcast from the Baltimore Sports Report Network. This is episode 350 for Friday, December 23rd, 2016. I'm Zach Wolf from BaltimoreSportsReport.com. Joined as always by my good pal, Jabby Burns. How are you today, Jab?
I'm great, Zach. Football Friday, Christmas Eve.
Yes.
There's no rain finally in the air here in San Diego, so we're back to some sunny skies. So everything is okay out here. Hopefully everything is going great in the FLA. And it's just exciting. And to think about it, Zach, we're going to be sitting down on Christmas, depending on where you're at, depending on what the time frames you're in. You're going to be watching a Pittsburgh Steeler, Baltimore Ravens, you know, matchup for basically what we talked about all year is for the title. And this game has come back exactly the way that a lot of people thought it would play out. And here we are. The Ravens, who have won four straight in this series, including a 21-14 victory on November 6th versus the Steelers at M&T Bank Stadium. Of course, Big Ben did not play in that game. But still, Ravens looking pretty well coming off that loss, of course. But I think this is coming off that nail-biter with Philly this past weekend.
Right.
I really like the way that this is kind of shaping up. It's perfect to be able to sit down on Christmas and watch some football.
Doesn't it seem like, I mean, when we saw the schedule, you're like, wow, that game against Pittsburgh, that could be a really big one. That could, determine the division. And somehow it seems like every time these two teams face off, like, obviously it is a great rivalry, one of the greatest in sports, I think, but somehow it always has these huge implications too, right? It's always as dramatic as it possibly can be. And it's on Christmas this year at 4:30 in Pittsburgh. So I think the NFL couldn't ask for more.
As a fan of the team, how do you feel about your team playing on Christmas? I have some thoughts on that.
What do you think? I am grateful that I don't work for them.
Yeah. or a player. I mean, my son Jackson said it's not fair to the Ravens' dads because they can't be there, you know, on Christmas. And I said, well, I mean, that's a good point. You know, it's part of your job. Some people have to work on Christmas. I mean, I would imagine that the Magic Kingdom is open on Christmas.
It is indeed.
Okay, so, I mean, there are people that are going to be grinding on Christmas. I get it. But to have a football game, I understand it just ends up to happen to be on a Sunday. Most of the games being played tomorrow for Christmas Eve. But I think it's smart of the NFL. I mean, the NBA is playing games all the time on Christmas.
Right.
That's when I grew up, you know, watching. And so, you know, it's nice to have it. You have a lot of people hanging around the house, wherever you're at. To have a little football on around, I think, as always. And plus, you get the little DraftKings in the mix. You always need a Christmas sweat, Zach, as I would like to say. So you can add those in that game in there, it's good. I'm gonna be honest with you. I told you before how weird it was seeing the line the way it was, right? So four and a half opens up to six now in the Steelers' favor. And I mean, I understand last game that the Ravens won by seven, but how many times has this game been 17-14, 20-17?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know from a gaming standpoint, if you're looking for an investment on Christmas, I mean, it's not a bad play. Maybe the value might be with the Ravens. Now, that being said, you know, the public money is coming in on the Steelers, but you know I hate the public, so maybe that's the right side. Who knows? But I don't know. In my opinion, these two teams are 3 points a difference. I don't think the Steelers are that much better than the Ravens, and I definitely know that the Ravens aren't worried about going to Heinz Field. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's and I guess, I mean, does history not play a part in those lines, right? I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's more kind of what have you done for me lately? But you kind of look at the history, and the Ravens have won four straight games in the series. They beat the Steelers 21-14 back on November 6th. Of course, that was at home. But, you know, win here, that'd be back-to-back season sweeps of the Steelers for the Ravens for the first time in franchise history. So I know there's a lot on the line. It's in Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers are a much better team than the last time that the Ravens faced them, certainly. But, yeah, I'm surprised by that line, too. If nothing else, I figured it'd be, you know, Vegas would think this would be at least a closer matchup.
Well, they did.
In the Steelers' favor.
I mean, they posted it at 4.5, and, you know, you get three. So basically, the Steelers were basically like a 1.5-point favorite. The public has pushed it to six as we're recording. So, you know, that's a lot of cash coming in, and there's a lot of people in Vegas during the Christmas holidays, too, so you got a lot of money there.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about Big Ben in this series.
Yeah.
He's only 9-9 overall.
I know.
Against the Ravens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of yards, 4,000 yards. He's thrown 28 touchdowns, 19 interceptions, but I was surprised by that number.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It certainly doesn't feel that way, does it?
Like, no.
I know the Ravens have been solid, obviously, as we were just talking about in these matchups recently, but I don't know. I if somebody would have came to me before I read that and said, you know, how's Roethlisberger fared against the Ravens, I would have thought he'd be at least above 500.
Absolutely. And maybe early in his career he was a little better. I mean, obviously right. He won those couple Super Bowls early and, you know, that kind of win. But I would imagine if he's 9-9, I mean, Joe's got to be somewhere pretty close to that then. I mean, this shows you just how this series has been. I know Joe was drafted a couple years after Ben, but it still just seems like this is a series that you want to see this. And you pointed something out at the beginning, and you said this is one of the best rivalries. And you said, I think in sports, and I completely agree with you. In the NFL, for sure. I know it doesn't get the run that maybe, you know, the Cowboys and the Giants, which I don't even know if that's even a rivalry anymore. Is that really a rivalry?
Yeah, I don't know either.
I just feel like that's kind of where, you know, people talk about it. But this game is, they used to just build this game as you're going to be black and blue for a week and a half after you play in this one.
Yeah.
And I know the teams are a little different. I know the Steelers are a little bit more of an up-tempo, their offense much better than their defense. You know, you don't have your Palomalus back there and some of the other history and characters. But the Ravens, on the other hand, have done a fantastic job against the run, second against the run. Le'Veon Bell has not really done that great. He's been great against everybody else and against me in fantasy. But he's only averaging 67 yards per game against the Ravens. So that's, I think, a big positive there. My question to you is, if Jimmy Smith can play, because I think this is a huge X factor with Antonio Brown, those receivers, and they can get some pressure somehow on Ben, I think they'll be fine against the run. The one thing that makes me nervous is if Smith doesn't play, now Brown is covered by, you know, probably Young or one of those guys. Can the Ravens hold on against those big receivers? Yeah. And the other guy is who's gonna shadow Bell, because Bell's not just gonna run the ball, Zach. He'll take the ball out of the backfield on a pass as well.
Yeah, and suddenly we have a little bit more concerns about the running game after seeing how the Ravens fared against the Eagles.
Too, Ryan Matthews, we have Barry Sanders last week.
Crazy, yeah. And you know, Bell's been awesome this year, but obviously so is the Ravens' run defense. But you're right; those shorter passes too are going to be a concern if Jimmy Smith is out, right? Everybody kind of gets bumped back there, so I would certainly worry about that. And Bell's averaging 67.7 yards in 6 career games against the Ravens, despite how he's been against, you know, the other 31 teams in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the Bills. NFL.
So yeah, I don't. Yeah, right. I know. Seriously. So I don't like that matchup. That's certainly a concern for me. Sorry, before I forget, going back to a question you asked before, Flacco is 9-7 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, so there you go.
Jeff Zebrek just, on Twitter here, a couple days ago. Jimmy Smith hasn't practiced since December 10th. That should tell you all you need to know about his status for Sunday. And the Ravens aren't one of those teams that you don't practice all week and like, kind of like the Patriots. And then you're going to play on Sunday. If you're not practicing during the week, it doesn't look good. And that injury looked bad, you know, when it happened. You know, his ankle kind of got rolled up, and see it. He's hitting the ground because he's just so frustrated by those injuries and knows he's such a big part for the Ravens in this game. So I think that the other thing that scares me a little bit, Zach, is you can get to Big Ben sometimes, right? So you get to him, but the problem is getting that big horse down. And when he kind of gets out there and gets loose and some of those broken plays, how many times do you see, you know, Antonio Brown still working and then all of a sudden he's just running a fly pattern? And we've seen Weddle get beat deep, and we've seen some of these safeties get beat deep. That's why everybody has to stay home, make their plays, and, you know, if they can do that, they've been getting a better pass rush. If they can get a couple turnovers and be able to turn short fields into points, I think the Ravens are in a good spot here. Because, again, if it comes down to somebody needing to make a special teams play, our boy Justin Tucker is right there to take care of him. So I think Harbaugh needs to make sure he takes all the points he can get.
I agree.
I don't think that he needs to be doing these fourth down.
Nope.
Set Justin Tucker up on the left side. Nope. And let's see if anybody knows
get
this
your
is
points,
a fake.
Man. Get your
Take
points.
Your points. Don't throw the ball on the 11-yard line when you're up 10 points. John, can we do that too? Can we stop doing things like that?
Please.
Let's just play this game like you're not playing the Eagles.
Yeah. I completely agree. Hopefully a lot of lessons learned
and no
from
penalties.
That game last week. Yeah, limit the penalties. Limit the damage to yourself. Play smart football. I think I feel as though if they play their game that they can come away with a victory in Pittsburgh. And that'd be huge. That'd be huge for them, right? So limiting the Steelers. The Steelers just need to win this to clinch the AFC North the seventh time, their seventh AFC North title, and make the playoffs for the third straight year. The Ravens, like we mentioned, got to win out, right, to win the AFC North. They've got to win this week against Pittsburgh and then against Cincinnati next week. And Yeah, I would feel a lot better with Jimmy Smith back there. I'm thinking we're probably not going to see him based on the fact, like you mentioned, he hasn't practiced since, what, early December?
December 10th.
December 10th. So that's a huge concern. But if they can limit Bell, right, if they can we saw Ben Roethlisberger praising Terrell Suggs for his longevity. You know, he's experienced quite a few hard hits from Terrell Suggs.
And
if they can get to Ben Roethlisberger, put some pressure on him, and run their offense effectively, right? I thought Joe played pretty well in the last matchup against the Steelers. How did he do? 18 for 30, 241 yards, touchdown and interception. I mean, I'll take
it's
that.
But he's been all year, though. Yeah, it's true. But I mean, just cut down on those, Joe. No bad interceptions. It's just, let's keep the crowd out of the game. You know, they're going to be pretty lubed up at Heinz Field. They're fired up for this game.
It's a 4:30 game.
4:30 kick. I mean, people are already up and drinking mimosas and, you know, Tito-infused coffee drinks in the morning out there in the Steel City. Will there be, how many Santa hats will you see in the stands? The over-under is set around 200.
Oh, man, I'd say over for sure. Definitely. Yeah. Yep. 200
we'll
a section. Yeah.
What do you give me a vibe? Give me what you're thinking here. What if you had to, you know, play this thing, take your purple glasses off and give me what you think's going to happen on Christmas.
I think this is going to be a super tight matchup. I think it's going to be one of those, like, come down to the last drive type feels like we kind of experienced last week. My gut tells me that ultimately it's, you know, about a 3-point loss for the Ravens, right? But comes down to the final seconds. Plenty of chances to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be real tight, hard fought, low scoring kind of 2017 type vibe is what I'm getting.
I'll give you the weather real quick, Zach, for Christmas Day. Mostly cloudy, 44 of a high. Christmas night,
that's
obviously
warm in Pittsburgh.
41. Doesn't look like there'll be any issues when it comes to weather there, so it should be fine. They're supposed to get some rain on Monday, but it should be fine weather wise and I agree with you. I think this game comes down to I think a special teams play could be big, defensive play, turnovers. I think penalties, you're going to have people pretty fired up. Like, you know, these two teams hate each other as it is. Add in the fact that it's a winner-take-all, basically, situation.
Yeah.
Putting themselves in a third. I mean, think about what this game does for a team. The winner of this game probably, because depending on what happens in the last game, but
right.
I'm going to say the Steelers will probably beat the Browns at home. So I'm going to say they'll probably win. I think the Ravens have a harder time going to Cincinnati, because I don't think Cincinnati is just going to fold the tent up. But all that being said, the winner of this game clinches a home field advantage playoff game.
Yeah.
You know, you get slotted into the third slot there. So now you're guaranteed the division. You're guaranteed a week off at the end of the year. If the incentive isn't there by that point, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, because it really, really is all there in your hands. And I do think that the Ravens will come out on top of this one. Honestly, I do feel like this is a spot where the way the Steelers have been so up and down, I just feel like this is the way that the Ravens have played all year, and I just catching a vibe. Joe's going to go in there. He's going to play really well, and I think Steve Smith Sr. will have a big game. I just have feeling his veteran leadership there. We'll talk to these guys. He wants to get to the playoffs so bad. He came back from one of the worst injuries that I've seen on a field to be able to come back and be in this position. And that now he's wearing elf suits to press conferences. That guy is my idol. I love him. And, you know, I just feel like he's going to make a big play towards the end of the game, spin the ball somehow, and then our boy Justin Tucker is going to come in, bang a field goal in a walk-off fashion. So I got the Ravens 20-17 Ravens.
Oh, all right. So you get the flip of my score there. All right. So I got the score right. I just had the teams wrong.
It's going to be a three-point game one way or another.
It's definitely going to be tight. I mean, I feel confident about that.
Yeah. I mean, unless there's quarterbacks get hurt or something happens, I just don't see either one of these teams. Because even when the Ravens were down to the Patriots a couple Mondays ago, they still came back. This team's not going to just die and let you blow them out. Their defense is too good. You're not just going to go up and down on the field on them. So as long as they can limit turnovers and penalties, no stupid penalties. Yeah. That's what really you have to stay away from, especially on Christmas.
Amen to that.
Because Santa is still watching.
Yeah, he is. Even though it is Christmas.
Oh, he'll be kicking back. Patrol. Santa will be definitely Tito-ing me up with Mrs. Claus in front of the fire and just be so tired. His feet and those reindeer are going to be, oh man, they're going to need a nice little time to watch some football. So you got that game. And then later in the evening, of course, you have Denver going to Kansas City. I think that's basically Kansas City's going to knock Denver out completely in that game. I like Kansas City a lot in the second.
Yep, our second team, Kansas City.
That's right.
Maybe your first team. I don't know.
Well, that's right. As you know, it's still ongoing debate here. I had a meeting with the team, the Chargers, to let them know. I cleared out my office and everything over there at down there in Mission Valley. So it's official, and I tore the Band-Aid off, told a lot of friends here, and they're kind of the same situation. People aren't very happy, but that's for another show.
Yeah, we'll have to draft.
Don't get me fired up. It's Christmas.
That's right. All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoys it. I hope it's everybody gets a win for Christmas from the Ravens. They can hang on, win, and then beat Cincinnati next week, clinch that AFC North.
Wouldn't it be total Ravens though that they win this game and then lose to the?
Oh my gosh! I don't even want to think about it. One thing at a time.
Absolutely. Well, Merry Christmas to all the 1-9s, and we'll be getting back to you on the back end of the Christmas holiday, and hope everybody has a good one.
Yep. Enjoy some time with the family. Enjoy some football, and we'll talk to you again after that. Well, Jab, thanks for making time out there on the West Coast talking some sports with me. Merry Christmas. Have a great Christmas out west with the fam.
Thanks, pal. You too.
For Jab, I am Zach. Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Today. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.